The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is Friday, February the 8th, and getting ready to start second day, second round of one of my favorite tournaments. It seems like I say this all the time, so I guess what that means, I love so many golf tournaments. It's hard to distinguish the really good ones from just the okay ones. But here we are again, this time at Pebble Beach this week, and it's hard to beat. It is just so hard to beat. The desert was cool in Phoenix, and Hawaii is awesome. I guess they're all great. But here we are, second round of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and some really, really good scores. Brian Gay, Scott Langley with the lead, and remember, they play at three different courses at Pebble Beach, Spyglass Hill, and Monterey Peninsula Golf Club, and some other big names, Jason Day, Phil Mickelson, playing very, very well. Jordan Spieth off to a great start. We'll see where it goes from here because that has been Jordan's problem the last year or so, is he can have one good round, but he can't put four good rounds together. Dustin Johnson also with Jordan Spieth at 5-under, shot a 66 in the opening round. So some really good golf being played out at Pebble Beach. Probably not a lot of good golf being played because it's a little chilly right now in Nashville, Tennessee, but Frank Bassett is there and up and talking to us. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, I'm good. That was kind of an abrupt cutoff of the music, wasn't it?
It was a little
what
bit, yeah.
With that? We'll have to fire that? We'll have to fire the engineer.
Whoever did that never going to do it again.
That's
on this
right.
Show.
You're out of this business, pal. You'll never work in this town again. I'm doing good. It is cold. 80 degrees yesterday in Nashville. Right now, it's like 26 outside. Yeah. Feels like 16. Yeah, unbelievable.
It's cold. I think that that polar vortex that kind of comes down from wherever it comes from kind of covers a lot of the middle part of the country. Yeah, it's a movie. It's moving into Nashville.
Ooh.
But you're right. Yeah, I played golf. Actually, I played golf on Tuesday at one of the oldest clubs. Might be the oldest club in Fort Worth. So not Colonial, but Rivercrest is the name of it. And just had a great time. It's an old Tillinghast course. Actually, built in 21, and it's kind of landlocked now. If you know what I mean, it's in a very pretty neighborhood, but can't really expand. So I think from the tips, you're pushing 6,600 yards, and that's about all they've got.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can't get much more out of it. And back in the day, that was a pretty good, and it's still a great golf course. Matter of fact, the pro there told me that they had a qualifier for the Open like 2-3 years ago, and none of the guys trying to qualify. They had 50-60 guys trying to qualify. None of them broke par. So I guess it just shows you can fix up a golf course, even if length isn't all it's about. Speed up the greens. The wind was blowing a little bit, but they've got water and ponds, and anyway, we had a great time at over at Rivercrest. And you know who lives right off the golf course, Frank? You'll appreciate this, is because you're an Arkansas boy, is one of the scions. Am I saying it right? One of the children of Sam Walton, one of the richest women in the world. Yeah, one of his daughters lives like a driver wedge away, and the guy pointed. Oh, you see that chimney? This is all we can see. Isn't it a chimney there? Yeah, that's her house.
Chimney on that 30,000 square foot home. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, pretty nice. So it was a really good time. We had a great time, and I had fun. But yeah, not too cold today here in Dallas, probably to play. So I'm not going to be getting out, but it'll turn soon enough.
Hey, you know we've got a
great friend
yeah, coming on with us today. Yeah,
that's right. Who do we have?
Matthew Lawrence, LAURANCE.
Not to be confused.
Yeah, from Beverly Hills 90210, from Saturday Night Live, from, what else?
Eddie and the Cruisers. Remember that back then? Yeah.
He's done a lot of movies with Michael Paré, who was the lead in those movies.
He was Eddie.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was Sal, who was the bass player.
Yeah.
He played the oral surgeon in Beverly Hills 90210 for many seasons. And I love to introduce him as the father of Silver. Yeah. I love to introduce Matthew, though, as the dentist. And he says, Frank, I spent extra years in college to become an oral surgeon.
Oh, thank you. So he knew that much about it.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
And he also,
good buddy. Good pal.
He does sports radio.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. In his hometown? He's in Lexington?
Lexington, Kentucky. He and his lovely wife and children live in Lexington. And he also is the chairman of the Children's Charity Foundation tournament that plays there every year. I was invited once many years ago, and that was the last time I played. He hasn't invited me back. We'll ask him about that. Wonder what
Let's
I did.
Find out why.
Played with
why
Artis Gilmore and Gabe Brewer at the time. Wow. Gabe was alive, former Masters champion.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gabe, by the way, invited me to the Masters as a past champion's guest that year.
Really?
Oh, man, I had a good time. It was all I'll access, bet. Baby. Which is, we get that now, but back then, yeah, we weren't still. In this. I wasn't in this business. You were.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like in heaven going to Augusta, hanging out in the clubhouse.
Artis Gilmore. Could he play at all?
Yeah, Artis could play. His,
could he? Oh, could he?
His irons were taller than me.
Oh, yeah.
And his grips.
For people that don't remember, he was an older player back in the prime, was in the 70s, really, but he played played for the Kentucky Colonels in the ABA, but yeah. About a 7'1" center. Played with
big
the Bulls
boy.
Before Jordan did,
big
but
guy.
Big guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. I met him one time.
Super nice. And very Coach nice. Hugh Durham played with me one day, too. Coach Durham, of course, the famous basketball coach from Georgia and University yeah. of Georgia, and then Jacksonville University took them almost to the top. So, and wow. Coach Durham was the consummate coach. I'd hit a bad shot after hitting two or three good shots. I'd hit a bad shot, and he put his arm around me and said, "Now, Frank, you know you're good enough to pull this shot off. So let me tell you, you just forget Ooh. About that." And he was the consummate coach the entire time. What a great guy. That was a fun tournament. We'll have to get
Sounds
Matthew
like
to
it.
Invite us this year.
Sounds like it.
Lexmark yeah. is a huge sponsor. Of course, Lexmark is based in Lexington, Kentucky.
Sounds
printers.
Like it should be.
Yeah. yeah. And I was playing as a guest of the president that year of Lexmark. So that's how I got
and
in.
By the way, Matthew Lawrence also in his varied career, and I've got to ask him about this one, but he was an analyst for Duke basketball.
Yes.
At one point in his, not sure how that career wove from acting and all the different things, and how he got to be an
really?
Analyst. For Duke basketball, I mean, it's one thing to do it for, you know, East, Western, you know, Southwest Kentucky State or something, but I mean, to do it for Duke.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Well, heck, so let's take
sure
a break and get
happened.
Him on.
We'll find out. Yeah, yeah. So we'll find out a little bit more. It's going to be a little interesting and see what the latest is with Matthew Lawrence, in addition to his golf career and what's going on. And again, we'll keep you updated and tell you what's happening at the PGA Tour. The story is to be told there, and most of the story is the headline is Phil Mickelson hit more fairways than he's hit since Reagan was in the White House or something like that. It was a crazy good day for Phil Mickelson.
Yes, it was.
In the Monterey Peninsula. So we're going to take a quick break. Matthew Lawrence will join us when we come back. So stay with us. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews along with Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios. And we were talking about all the good play at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And in particular, how good Phil Mickelson was. Hit all fairways for the first time in over 20 years on the tour. He's done it a few times. But Phil was on fire with the drivers and the three woods that he hit yesterday. So we found that out because our special guest that's with us now, we went round and round, and there's a lot of different sources out there about how long it's been since Phil has hit all the fairways or if he's ever done it before. And I think we've got the number, but you know what? We know it's been the first in a long time, so that's really all that seems to matter. And our special guest is Matthew Lawrence, actor Matthew Lawrence, who's done a lot of things. He was in Eddie and the Cruisers. He also was in St. Elmo's Fire, Beverly Hills 90210, where he was an oral surgeon. And he's also currently on ESPN Radio in Lexington, Kentucky, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM, and so many other things. Matthew, thanks for being with us today. How you doing?
I'm fine. It's great to talk to you guys, as always. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, sincerely.
Well,
thank
wait
you,
a minute.
Thank you so much.
You know, Matthew always talks to Joe Dubin here because Joe's a friend of his, I guess, in Nashville. But that's on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. So we had to get him back on our show. You know, Dubin, by the way, Matthew, is doing double duty now. He's the sports on-air sports guy, Tim, for the local NBC affiliate now here in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see. He's very active on Facebook, and I see a lot of his stuff. He's great. He and Greg Poger.
Oh, they're great guys.
I've been doing their show for a long time. And of course, they're huge fans of mine, so... You know, when you're as big a star as I am, you have to try to be nice to people that
it's so
that
difficult.
Like that. So I try. I try.
It's so difficult. The limos, the champagne, the parties. Yeah.
Yeah. I just got exhausted listening to you say that.
The French Lick golf outings with me. There you go.
Now that's exhausting. That yeah. is exhausting.
That's the epitome of being a celebrity right there.
Especially especially with our friend Brendan Sweeney in a cart, because between the way I spray it and the way Brendan sprays it, we spend half a day looking for golf balls.
Yeah, but that's good because it means you're not standing there talking to me.
That's a good point.
If you're off in the rough somewhere, that means I get to actually focus a little bit on what I'm doing, because otherwise there's no reason for me to be out there. I can't really play my game. You know what I mean?
I understand totally.
You and Phil Matthew in every fairway, so you're not around those guys that are way over in the rough. I am curious, looking at your bio, you've done a lot of different things. I listed some of them on there, but one of them kind of caught me by surprise. I'm curious how it all came about. You're an analyst for Duke Radio, doing the basketball for Duke Radio and their network. How did that happen?
You know, this whole thing, and all kidding aside, it's one of the reasons why a lot of times I don't think about the things that I've done in my life because I got so much going on here right now. But just talking about these kinds of things is really, it's really great for me. Just a real quick backstory. My twin brother Mitchie and I grew up on Long Island at a time, because we're very old, at a time when we used to beat the crap out of guys that played golf. I mean, and I'll get back to how I got to Duke, because this applies. We used to just, like, if you played golf, there was something wrong with you. There were no public courses that you could play on where we grew up. So it meant you had to have money. Your family had money. They belonged to a country club. And it was at a time when everybody was wearing, you know, those really, like, people aren't wearing weird stuff now. But back then, it was really weird. You just weren't cool. And I didn't start playing golf until I was 31, when I first moved to Los Angeles. And in that time, since then, golf has been the biggest influence of my life in every single way. I have a family because I played golf. I was here at the Children's Charity Golf Tournament and met my wife many years ago. I have a family because I played golf. I never ever thought that would happen. But in 1999, I had been in Los Angeles for about 20 years and had a great career and had done a ton of stuff, but I hated living in LA, hated it. And I just decided that I was going to leave. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I had been playing in the Duke Children's Classic, which was another very big tournament, for many, many years. And in the early 90s, I was with my friend PJ Carlesimo, and he called me and said, "We're going to dinner tonight with Mike and Mickey Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim and this one and that one." And I went to dinner that night and ended up sitting next to Coach K. And we sat and talked for a good part of the evening. And it was great. And so I developed a friendship with he and Mickey. And over the years, during the 90s, I was on Beverly Hills 90210. Their daughters were big fans of the show. So I would send them scripts, or I'd call and tell them what was going to happen on the show. And in 99, I decided to leave L.A., and I had gone, again, golf. I had gone to play in the Jimmy V golf tournament, and I had dinner with Mike and Mickey, and I told Mike that I was miserable and I wanted to leave. And he basically said, "You should do sports." He said, "You've been on camera for 20 years. You know as much about this stuff as anybody." He said, "You should think about doing sports." So I went back to LA, and 2 weeks later, I called him to see if he would call ESPN for me and maybe get in there somewhere. And he said, "I've been thinking about this. Why don't you come here and work with me?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, I have an idea of something I've wanted to do, and I think you'd be great. So if you trust me, just come here." So sold all my stuff, got in the car. My mom came out. We drove to Durham. And he said, "I want you to do radio." and I want you to sit behind me for every game, and I want you to get in the huddles with us and talk to the fans. You can't say everything that I say, obviously, he said, but and so for 10 years, I sat right behind the bench, and that's my family to this day. It's been 10 years since I left there, but that's my family. Coach K is like a brother to me.
Wow.
And, it was a huge part of my life and still is, even though I'm not there anymore.
What right a place, great right story. Time. Wow.
Yeah,
I've never heard that whole story. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That career took a left turn, and it was really pretty cool that you get the insight. And I was telling Frank earlier before we came on with you that, you know, that you'd done that. I said it'd be one thing to do that for a small little school somewhere. That'd still be really different, unique, a chance that for Mackey to do it. I go to do it at Duke. You know, it doesn't get any bigger than that. That's
and
pretty.
Here's the ultimate irony. I call it God's little joke on me. 10 years ago, I was here playing in the Children's Charity Golf Tournament, and I played with a guy named Lynn Martin, who owns 6 radio stations here in Lexington. And I had been looking to move Shannon, and we had 2 very young boys at the time. She's from Lexington. And I had been looking to maybe move to Lexington so she and the boys could be around her family if something came up. And it turns out this guy, Lynn Martin, has the ESPN station and offered me a job here. And so now I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, where everybody hates Duke more than, I don't even know what an example would be. It's like, okay, big shot, for everything you've done wrong in your life, you can be at Duke for 10 years, and now I'm putting you in Lexington, Kentucky. Where I'm known as that Duke guy. That's what I'm known
Ouch.
As. That Duke guy, yeah. So,
but that's great for talk radio, right? Because it's controversy. It already creates a little friction there that everybody needs. Yeah, yeah.
It does get a little tiresome sometimes.
Yeah, I would have bet.
I'll just put it
I
that
would
way.
Bet. We're joined by Matthew Lawrence, actor, analyst, radio talk show host. You mentioned a big charity event that that Frank was talking to me about earlier, the Children's Charity Classic. Tell us a little bit about that you're involved in and what your involvement is there.
Well, this tournament, it truly is an astounding thing. This is the 39th year of this tournament. 39 years, and they have helped more people and charities in Central Kentucky. There are way too many to list. And the way they do it is unlike any golf tournament. And I've played in, I don't know what the number is, but let's just say a lot. Most golf tournaments, and you guys know this, a team pays a fee for, let's say, for the weekend to play in a charity golf tournament. And you pay $2,500 for a foursome. And with that, you get dinners and golf and all the other stuff. That's not the way they do it here. Anybody can say, I want to play in the tournament. And you put together a team of 4 people. And on the Friday night, you have a practice round on Friday. Everybody plays. That Friday night, they have a bid party. And each business, they have 3 rounds of bidding. Each business bids to select the celebrity they want to play with. So it's like a draft. The team that bids the most money gets the number 1 pick, which is usually Johnny Bench, who is one of the 3 hosts of the tournament, along with Doug Flynn and Matthew Mitchell, the coach of the UK women's basketball team. So, and it goes down, and there's 3 rounds of bidding. Last year, almost every year that I've been here, they've raised over $600,000 in one night. And
nice.
They give a check every year. This year, of 3 after all the costs are taken out and everything, for $355,000 to different charities in Central Kentucky. It's just
very nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
That's sweet. I can't remember the year. I'm sorry, Matthew. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can't remember the year I played in that tournament, but I told you, I think I called you several months ago and said, I was unpacking some old boxes out of storage and found the program from the tournament.
Yeah.
And you had signed, and this is before I ever knew you or I was even involved in media or golf radio. You had signed your autograph for me. I'd walked around and gotten, you know, but I got to play that year with Coach Hugh Durham and Artis Gilmore were in my group.
Yep.
What a fun. I was joking. I said, Artis Gilmore's 3-iron was taller than me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But I actually, Artis got to our tournament through a gentleman named Frank Pace, who has been coming for probably almost as long as I have. He is a producer in L.A. He produces Murphy Brown. He's produced a ton of TV shows. And he is a big Jacksonville alum. And he met Artis years and years and years ago. And he brought Artis that year to the tournament. And I have a picture on the putting green of Artis Gilmore and Chris McCarron, the Hall of Fame jockey.
Yeah.
And that is the funniest picture you ever saw. That Chris comes up to his knees. I mean,
well, Artis had to ride around in a golf cart by himself because he was so tall he had to stretch out sideways.
Oh, yes.
And his grips were, honest to God, the size of a Louisville slugger, not the end that you hold. I mean, the bat ball end.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a nice man he was.
That's great that you have. I didn't realize that I had signed an autograph for you before you even knew me. It just, I guess, cosmically, we were destined to meet.
I guess so. Unlucky you, huh?
I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Hey, Matthew, so now that you're in Lexington and you came from Duke and still obviously have loyalty to that, have you taken to Kentucky basketball? Are you sucked in? Are you part of Kentucky basketball now and loving everything about it? Maybe not as much as Duke, but...
Yeah, no, I'm not sucked in. Like the way I put it is Kentucky basketball fans, it's not like they're fans. These are basketball Taliban. Is the way that I put it.
Oh, my God. Not to be extreme or anything.
The passion of these fans and this place is, that's the way I describe it. And I love this. I mean, think about it. In my life, I've been lucky enough to actually do things with two basketball programs in this country, Duke and Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like you said. It wasn't like Iowa.
Where do you go from there?
Ole
Miss.
It's a pretty amazing thing. And Ole Miss. Well, that's right. I didn't want to say that.
Easy boys. I love my school.
Some junky schools like that.
Hey. Not EIU. Thank you very much. Eastern Illinois.
Southern.
Good Lord. Oh, you went to Southern. That's right. Sweeney went to Eastern.
Yeah. Sweeney went to Eastern. Yeah. Okay. Get that straight.
I got you. So, Matthew, what's up? What's going on in Lexington outside of all of your endeavors? How's your golf game?
Well, it's funny. I actually, you know, our weather here has just been really brutal. If it was warm enough to play golf, it was raining. Then we had a whole stretch where it was 5 degrees. Yesterday it was 72 here, and today it was 24 when I got up this morning. So I haven't played it. My friend Collie and I, who I work with, who's just the greatest, we played Sunday, and it was very wet. I mean, very wet. But I haven't played in about 6 weeks, and I went out there, and I played very well. I don't know why. I played at Kearney Hill, which is the best public course in America. I mean, we have this Pete Dye public golf course that's fantastic, and I doubled 9 and I doubled 18 and shot 83. And you know, here's the thing, guys, I'm really old.
I'm really old.
I'm just spectacularly talented, which I mean, it's the only way I can describe how good I am at this age. And yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So that's my golf game. I do a golf show here called Backspin Golf every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN here. We've taken a couple months hiatus, and so I'm now doing a daily radio show from 4 to 7 every afternoon. I do the UK basketball pre- and post-game shows. I will be doing the golf show. We have a soccer show. Collie, who I mentioned before, is Irish. I work with him, and we're huge English Premier League fans, so we do a soccer show once a week here. And I have a 15 and a 12-year-old. So that's my life. That's my whole life in a nutshell in 30 seconds.
Well, so you're not busy.
That's good. That,
yeah, got nothing going on.
And I'm not tired either.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, congratulations on hooking the Barbasol to Lexington away from Opelika, Alabama. I'm sorry I missed it last year. I know you had a lot of rain, but I will be there this year for sure.
It was more than rain. It was more than rain. We got pulled off the golf course. I've been here. I've seen a lot of weather. That Friday of the Barbasol was something that I had really never seen in terms of the sky and how quickly 40, 50 mile an hour winds came up. And
yeah, it was brutal.
We got called off the golf course. They evacuated the entire golf course. But the tournament ended up being great. I played in the Pro-Am. I had a great time playing I played with David Lingmuth, who was just
fantastic. Good player.
A really good player and a really great guy. His caddy was great. So the whole tournament was great, and they'll be back this year. And I know, Frank, you mentioned you were going to be here, so that'll be awesome.
Yeah, I've communicated, I think, yesterday or day before with Colin. Do you know Colin Gooch over at Griffin Gate?
I do. Okay. I don't know him real well, but I know who he is. Yes.
They had said, why don't you come stay here and we'll promote the show and you can do a show from here.
Right.
And so I'll probably end up staying there at the Marriott Griffin Gate and hanging out with you at the tournament.
Very awesome.
That'll be fun.
Awesome.
You'll have to help us do the show from there.
Well, it depends on if I get my regular payment for doing your show, then I'm not doing it.
I just was released from prison for all those bad checks. Come on,
okay.
Hey, Matthew, you've been in Hollywood. You know how the payments go.
My golf show, whoever guests on my golf show, they get Rolex watches. So I'm just saying.
Is that right? Well, nice.
I have three.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, they're really
made
great.
In China.
I got them from, I got this guy, I was in New York, I got about four dozen of them from a guy, the trunk of his car.
They're real.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably got
$100.
Some Louis Vuitton purses for the female guests too, right?
Yes, that's exactly
or Fendi,
right.
Whatever. Yeah. Gotcha.
We're joined by Matthew Lawrence, actor and host on ESPN Radio in Lexington, Kentucky, and also a big-time golfer whenever he gets a chance to play. I'm curious, this being Pebble Beach week and everybody watching AT&T Pebble Beach, we were talking about Mickelson and how well a lot of the guys are playing. Did you get a chance to play, I imagine, when you were living out in L.A. and out in California? Did you get a chance to play much at Pebble Beach?
I actually did. I'm telling you, this is what I mean when I think of this stuff, just how blessed I've been. I played Pebble probably 25 times over the years. We used to make Andrew McCarthy, the actor, is one of my best friends. And we used to make trips up the coast because the Monterey Peninsula is my favorite place in this country, my absolute favorite place. And we used to drive up. We were friendly with a guy named Rich Kosand, who is the head pro still. And I'm talking 25 years ago, we used to drive up there. Rich, I think, is still the head pro at Spanish Bay. And so we would go up for 4 days, say, and we'd stay at Spanish Bay, and we would play Pebble in the morning and then come back and play Spanish Bay in the afternoon. And the next day, we'd play Spyglass in the morning and then come back and play Spanish Bay in the afternoon. I even got to play Cypress Point a couple times during those trips, which, as you know, is impossible to get on. But Pebble is, it's everything and more for people who haven't actually been out there. When I think about all the times that I've played there, I don't know if you saw the shot of Brant Snedeker yesterday making birdie from the beach.
Oh, yeah. 18. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I've been on that beach more than once, I can just say. I'm trying to remember, but because I'm old and my memory's bad, I don't believe I ever made birdie from down there. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think.
He had 253 from that spot on the Pebbles. And I just and an impossible shot. I mean, I don't know how
he
pulled it off.
He sliced it off the rocks down there and put it back in the fairway and hit a nice
guys,
about 10 feet away and made the 10-foot birdie.
They had the camera from behind. When he hit that shot, I saw something shoot off to the left, and I thought that it was a rock is what it was.
He thought it was a pebble.
I thought it was the ball at first, and I was like, oh, no.
You know, I've also played Monterey Peninsula, which is where the one of the three courses these guys are playing. Spyglass is one of the three hardest golf courses on the planet.
Yes.
I mean, I've played it a few times, four or five times, and finally I said, I'm not doing this anymore. It's gorgeous. But finally I said, I'm not good enough to play this golf course. I could play from as far up on the tee boxes as you can, and it's still impossible. I mean, but Monterey Peninsula is great. That's where a lot of six of the eight top scores yesterday came from Monterey Peninsula. So, you know, and they're getting bad weather now. The next couple of days, it's supposed to be really bad. So
this whole weekend is going to be.
We'll see what happens.
Well, there was some literature written about Spyglass. It's called The Ice Plant Cometh. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
That's the, absolutely.
God bless those things.
I'm impressed that you read that, actually.
The Ice Man Cometh, Well, just once. I didn't finish.
Let me just say this. I know Phil had a great day yesterday, and, you know, there's these guys. The only guy I care about is Ho-Sung Choi. He is the only golfer I care about now. I don't care about Dustin Johnson or Spieth or any of these guys. I am going to follow Ho-Sung Choi around the globe wherever he plays just to watch him play golf.
And that is because
of his – well, you know, his swing, it's his follow-through.
Yeah.
It's his follow-through. Did you see the putt that he made yesterday where he twirled around on the green?
I didn't see it.
I mean, you know, the guys he played with yesterday were pretty impressed with him. I mean, he's not just this guy that has that follow-through. He can play.
Yeah, he gets the club back on the ball perfectly. I mean,
it's unbelievable. He's my favorite guy. He's my absolute favorite guy.
He's 40.
Next to Frank Bassett.
Thank you. He's 40-plus years old, I believe. I don't know the exact age, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the great things about this game we love is guys like this. And it just goes to show you, we all try to, you know, we watch videos about the perfect swing and you're supposed to do this and get the club in this position. Just watch this guy hit the ball.
Oh.
And you realize you don't. If it's right for you, then it's right. At least that's what I'm telling myself.
Some famous guy that used to live at Bay Hill said something to that effect. It was swing your swing. And I agree with
that's
that.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
Don't manufacture it. Just swing your swing. It's all about ball position. I mean, about club face and impact. So,
just get it square.
Yep.
Get it square.
I try, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Well, Matthew, we do certainly appreciate your time, and it sounds like you've got a really busy life and a busy day. So we really appreciate even more that you take a little bit of time out and talk to us and catch up with Frank a little bit. And if you don't mind, we'd love to have you on again down the road a little bit, if that would be okay.
Well, I'll think about it. It all depends on how I feel about Frank at the time. So if I'm okay,
good point.
Then I'll just say yes.
Okay.
If he acts like he does sometimes, then I'll say no.
Hey, real quick before you go, how do people find out about the Children's Charity Classic?
That is a really good question. I'm trying to find... If you'll hold with me for 1 second, through the miracle of technology, I'm going to find, I should know this, what the actual website they can go to is. And if you're listening, I know people listen everywhere to Golf Talk America, but if you're in Nashville, it's only a 3-hour drive. It is an incredible, the week actually starts on Wednesday night and goes through Saturday night. And it's an incredible week. Hold on for 1 second. I'm going to get.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Frank,
you can,
how have you been doing?
Tim, we'll tap dance while you're looking there. Yeah. But I imagine people could also Google Children's Charity Classic, and they could find it if you just Google that in Lexington.
Sure. I got it though. You can go to Children's Charity of the Bluegrass. golf.org is the website. And you can get, there are pictures, there are the history of the tournament, there's great stuff on that website. We have the auction at this event, because of all the celebrities that we have, is pretty great. I mean, there's a lot of ways people can help, but it's just a tremendous few days of golf.
Yeah, I can attest. It is an unbelievably fun time, but very touching too. And for the charity, it's very, very important. So, yeah, reach out. And if you want to check out Matthew Lawrence, it's LAURANCE, Matthew Lawrence. Check him out. Right. His bio is pretty doggone cool. And, hey, by the way, before you go, are you still friends with Eddie, Michael Paré?
We talk once every few months. We still talk.
Because you worked with him in several movies, I believe. Two or three? Movies, maybe?
Yeah. And actually three movies. Boy, that's a long time ago. It's amazing, though. Next time I talk to you guys, I'll tell you Eddie and the Cruiser stories.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
But not today.
It was on a few months ago, and I took a picture of my television and texted it to you while I was watching it. Remember that?
It's pretty funny. And I believe I said, oh, good, here comes another 12-cent residual check.
I can't wait. Hey, buddy, well, thank you. Thanks, so good to talk to you. It really is, always.
Great to talk to you guys. Love you, Frank. Talk to you soon.
All right, love you, pal. Take care.
All right. Bye. Take care. It's Matthew Lawrence, actor, sportscaster, golfer.
He's the best.
Dad? Jeez.
He's a great dad. He's a great father. I've seen it in action.
Sure,
what a wonderful husband and father he is. He loves his family. And
good for
it's
him.
Good that he's not in L.A. And Lexington is more of a family-oriented community,
if you will.
Beautiful place. Paris, Kentucky is just right down the street from Lexington. For our listeners who don't know, that's where Secretariat and River Ridge and Man of War and every major Derby, Triple Crown winner ever lived. Paris, Kentucky, the horse farm's there. It's God almighty in heaven, Tim. It's beautiful country just to drive in the summer, just through there. It's just incredible.
Yeah. I've not spent an awful lot of time in Kentucky.
Gorgeous
although
place.
Where I went to school at Southern Illinois is, ironically, people don't realize how Illinois gets so far south. We were right by Paducah, Kentucky.
We wonder that all the time when y'all move into Nashville.
I mean, it's like,
just kidding.
You think of Illinois and you're always like, everybody thinks of it, oh, it's a northern state, which it is, and it's in the Midwest and the heart of it. And you think of Chicago, but that's about a 500-mile distance from Chicago down to the tip of Southern Illinois, not unlike Indiana and Southern Indiana.
Florida.
But you're right by Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, you're not that far at all from. I had a lot of friends going to school with that were from Louisville. And so you're kind of like. So that's my way of saying that's how I got to know, seriously, that's how I got to know Marshall Tucker and Leonard Skinner. I never listened to any of that music until I got to college. And everybody down there was kind of into Southern rock. To this day, I'm like, I love it. Every time I hear a little ding, 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 and I start hearing Leonard Skinner or something, I go, hey.
Marshall Tucker, one of my all-time favorites, Restless Heart. Larry Stewart is a friend, lives here, good golfer here in Nashville. Larry was the lead singer for Restless Heart. The Bluest Eyes in Texas, a lot of great, great songs. And it's so funny because, we're the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment is our tagline, right, Tim? So, because you came out of the news and sports world and TV, and I'm from music, basically, and business. And so we've developed over the years all these friendships with all different walks of life. This show's all about who likes golf. Doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. If you like golf, like my Comcast guy who came yesterday, because my internet was having trouble, again, and I have gigabit service, right? But he's a golf nut, so he comes up into the studio where I'm standing right now and goes, oh, my God. He said, this is a golf museum. What is this? And he wanted to take a few parting gifts. He was kind of like me in a hotel with towels at French Lick. So, and by the way,
nothing you can do about that.
I don't want to miss out talking about our sponsors, Club Corp, which is fabulous. Yeah. ClubCorp.com, member for a day program. Check it out. Go to ClubCorp.com. And the French Lick Resort. And Brendan Sweeney, by the way, will be here staying with us. He and his daughter, Megan Moo, will be here staying with us for the Nashville Golf Show, which comes up next week here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice.
So Brendan's going to show up the day after Valentine's Day on the 15th. We're going to tour. We're going to take, while he's working, we're going to take Moo to the Country Music Hall of Fame. She's a huge country music fan, so she's going to get a kick out of this. It'll be fun.
Good. Yeah, that will be fun. That will be a good time. So well, what, I can't wait to watch the rest of this weekend because it's going to be horrible weather. And if I remember right, last year was, and I think the last couple of years at Pebble Beach were just idyllic weather. I mean,
yes,
just gorgeous. The reason you go to the Monterey Peninsula and see all the things you can. And this weekend is supposed to be cold and rainy. Mm-hmm. And that's the other part of it, that you, this time of year, could get either one if you're going to that place. And apparently this time, it's going to be pretty horrendous. So we'll see. The guys we were talking about with the early lead and played well yesterday, it's a good time for them to get off to that start because it's going to be a real challenge for people, I think, to even, you know, shoot in the upper 60s or mid-60s with the weather at the time. It's like hit the ball, grab the umbrella,
well,
hit the ball, and that gets – it beats you down after a while.
Our buddy Jordan Spieth got hot on the back nine. So he's, I think, two back, yeah. I believe. Phil's one back. So it's going to be fun to watch it. Huey Lewis jars one from the bunker yesterday. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Who'd you say? I didn't hear who you said.
Huey Lewis.
Oh, Huey Lewis. Yeah, well, they showed that about 49 times.
Well, even Faldo had a comment. He said, are we going to have to watch this again? I'm like,
that's what I said.
Come
on,
Faldo.
He did say that, but he was right.
No.
It's like they showed Huey Lewis shot 15 times. Well, I'm not saying I don't like him.
It's a great shot.
I saw a shot. Not going to look
one of the better shots of the day. Snedeker's shot off the beach was incredible. I don't know how he took a less lofted club. I don't know how he cleared those rocks. But he did.
He didn't clear by much if you go back and look at it. But then again, you know, Frank, these guys are pros.
Yeah,
they are. And they should be able to, you know, find a little window as Phil does in his commercial. See a little window? Yeah, it's actually your window. You know, these guys should be able to get off the rocks
that,
and
don't aim at that house. That's mine.
Cut it, hook it. They do. And that's what they do. You know, that's why they're doing that for a living. And we're just talking about it.
Yeah, buddy.
So anyway, it should be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a good weekend to watch some golf. It's gonna be raining here again. So and cold now in Nashville. So I won't be on the links. But anyway, that's
you know who I saw do a commercial for Mevo was Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, he's big sponsored with FlightScope, and thank you, I forgot FlightScope. I hate to do that. Mevo, yeah, Tim's Mevo. Alex, Tim wants his Mevo, if you're listening.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Tim wants looking at my FlightScope XI sitting right here beside me.
I bet you are.
It is. It's well, nice,
apparently
Tim.
Apparently, Bryson's got his Mevo.
Want me to take a picture of
FlightScope? Could you?
Yeah. Why don't I just send you the data off of it for my last practice round?
That's all that matters.
Oh, God, you don't want to see that mess. That club head speed and that ball speed is just incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, incredible.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow.
All right.
Get us out of here.
Let's play some music. We're out of here. We're done. We appreciate it. Hope everybody enjoys watching Pebble Beach all this week. Tiger's not there, but he'll be back in action soon enough. Right? To get to Genesis. Tiger's right around the corner, but still should be a lot of fun. Watching the rest of this, the final three rounds of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We love each and every one of you. Thank you to Matthew Lawrence for joining us, and we'll have to have him on again very, very soon. He was entertaining, a lot of fun. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening once again, and please remember to join us each and every day right here on Golf Talk America.